Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Pregnancy can be consuming for a woman, but for one small group, it can be crippling. Up to 2% of pregnant women get acute morning sickness, or HG, which stands for hyperemesis gravidarum.
Charlotte Bronte died from it, and Kate Middleton, or Duchess Kate, had it. Unlike most pregnant moms who are only nauseous in the first trimester, these women vomit throughout the pregnancy, and if untreated, can lose their babies.
That's what happened 20 years ago to the lead scientist of a new study. Dr. Marlena Fajo at UCLA may have uncovered the protein responsible for HG.
Researchers had known that mothers and sisters of women with HG face an extremely high chance of also having HG, so this suggested a genetic link.
So Dr. Fajo partnered with the genetic testing company 23andMe to ask pregnancy illness questions of their customers. Research examined the DNA of thousands of customers looking for variations in women with HG.
They honed in on the GDF15 gene on chromosome 19, which is associated with placental development and appetite.
Meanwhile, other studies also connected the gene to HG. In one, women who vomited during the second trimester had elevated levels of GDF15. Cancer patients with anorexic muscle wasting syndrome, which includes nausea and vomiting, also had higher levels.
One study in mice that had their brain receptor for GDF15 eliminated were resistant to nausea induced by chemotherapy drugs. All these studies suggest this gene is a player in HG, and targeting it could help scientists develop a drug to help new moms and protect their babies.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.